Страница 643.
Topics for discussion. 2. An hour before the exhibition opened. This is a photo. A newspaper reporter took an hour before the exhibition opened. There were no visitors in the room as yet. The director was looking through the text of his opening speech. The managers were giving last-minute instructions to the stand attendants. A young girl was arranging some flowers on a little table near the stand. The reporter liked the look of the girl and decided to put her in the foreground of this picture. When she saw that he was going to take a photo of her, she took the most beautiful flower out of the vase and smiled. So she was smiling and holding a flower in her hand when the reporter pressed the button on his camera.
Страницы 645-646. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух примеры.
1. Does the company sell lab equipment? 2. We're interested in buying modern office equipment for a research institute. 3. We would like to have some more information about the equipment you make. 4. How long is the equipment of the new hospital going to take?
Not less than a year, I think.
5. The last model on the list is your latest, isn't it?
No, not the very latest, but a recent one.
6. You could see all the latest in electronic games at the last exhibition. 7. Most of his recent articles are of great interest to scientists. 8. Most people are interested in recent international events. 9. Most men like watching football and hockey on TV. 10. Most women are interested in fashions, aren't they? 11. Most of the women were dressed in the latest fashion. 12. The equipment is of no interest to most buyers because it is out of date. 13. At first, people watched the new serial with interest, but as it went on, it became less and less interesting. 14. Let me read the article from beginning to end first, and then tell you what I think of it. 15. At first, the boy worked hard at school and did very well, but soon he lost interest in his lessons and stopped making progress. 16. First, study the instructions carefully, and only after that try to operate the machine. 17. The engineers got instructions to examine the equipment again before putting it into operation. 18. Did the manager give you any other instructions? 19. The manager was giving last-minute instructions to his assistants when the TV people came to interview him. 20. The translation sounds slightly unnatural in Russian, I'm afraid.
Страница 650. 12. Прослушайте и прочитайте рассказы вслух.
1. A clever old man. An Englishman was traveling in Alaska. In a village there he met an old man who was nearly 100 years old. He could hardly read, and he couldn't write at all, but he knew a lot of interesting things about medicine, science, and industry. As the old man told his stories, the Englishman grew more and more interested in him as a person. And he has learnt all this without books, far from modern civilization. He's the cleverest man I've ever met, he thought. Could you tell me a few things about the near future, he asked.
Certainly, the old man answered. It's going to get colder next week. Some important visitors are coming to this country, and the president's going to give them an interview next Wednesday.
Fantastic, the Englishman exclaimed. How did you find all that out?
Oh, I heard it on the radio, was the answer.
2. What does GB mean? An Englishman, who couldn't drive, bought a car. As he had to learn to drive, he went to a driving school and took driving lessons. While he was learning, he had a large L plate on the back of his car to show that he was a learner. After some time, he took the driving test and passed it. He got a driving license and was then able to drive without the L-plate. He decided to spend his holiday abroad, and he had to fix a GB plate on his car because every car that leaves Great Britain must have a GB plate on it. One day, his little son was playing with another boy, and they were discussing the new car. "Why did your father have an L on the back of his car at first, and now a GB? What does that mean?" the other boy asked. "Well," the car driver's son answered, "that's very simple. L means learning, and GB means getting better."